Tuesday, July 14, 2020. I don't know what time it is. 6:57 a.m. Obviously, today's not a paint day. getting ready to go out and do some, let the chickens out and do some yard work. So it takes me a while to get ready here. Got to put my boots on. Put some real clothes on. Hold on. I don't know. Maybe you should start recording all my off time from painting, huh? So as I was eating breakfast today, during my normal routine, I went ahead and watched some YouTube videos. And I ran across one where it's actually an interview and a camera crew, no big name outlet or anything, just looked like some young people, went into the chop zone in Seattle. And it did a bunch of interviews and actually done pretty well. The editing was good anyway. Some of the people are, you know, sound even less verbally competent than me, and that's pretty bad then. So, but then there are some people that had some really good points and really good experiences to share. Kind of opens your eyes as to what's going on there, and so you get a better idea. And again, it's, you know, it's basically just the mob. And the mob's been with us humans for a long time, since there was civilization, I guess. And so it's just going to keep continuing like that over and over again until something really does change. I think, and actually, you know, after looking at that video and knowing what little I know of the world, you know, I may be brainwashed, who knows, but it looks that way to me, that America is actually the best choice for lifting humanity up even further than it had ever dreamed of doing, okay? Definitely not the Chinese Communist Party or Putin's Russia system, for sure. Anyway, so that's just another viewpoint. Okay, so 7:05 a.m. I went out and let the chickens out. And I have the fan on in here, and I could feel that it's cool. But walking around out there, it's like, whoa, I could use a long sleeve t-shirt, you know, and it's, let's see, it's 60 degrees out there, and I'm chilled, and I realize that people from Wisconsin would say, man, what a pussy. Yeah, I guess I am. I've been living in California in the desert too much. 7:45 a.m. Okay, so I went out and did a little bit of yard work until the wife got out there. And the area I was working on cleaning up is where she feeds the outdoor cats. So before she got out of bed and got going, I went out there and I was working on some of that. I had some ivy coming in from the neighbor's yard going through the fence, so I had to cut that off. And so I'll fill up a green waste bin today. let's see. So I came in and I took my long sleeve t-shirt off because I'm pretty warm now. You know, it was nice being out there walking around and letting the chickens out. Well, not letting the chickens out today, but afterwards I had to do some sprout watering. And so that was nice and comfortable. And then even when I started working on the more physical aspect of the yard work, it was nice having it on. So taking it off right about now is good. Starting to work up a sweat. Feel pretty good still. I can't tell you how much of a reset button the quadruple bypass was for me. It's looking back on last year on doing yard work and stuff. It's like, yeah, man, I was hurting. Here I thought I was just getting old and out of shape when in fact I needed a quadruple bypass. So, been working on, and I've been, like I said, I've been working on keeping it that way, nice and clean and full of energy, and it just feels great. It feels like I could go back to work and do the job there. Wouldn't want to, but, you know, I was asked once, you know, how I liked my job at AT&T. And, well, I guess ultimately the job that I ended up with and retired from. And I told him, hey, I loved it. It was a great job. And he was kind of surprised because he says, every time he asked that question, they always say, oh, I hated it. And, well, you know, this guy I was talking to is an artist, and Tony Natsoulis. And he asked me the question. And I guess all these people that he talks to that I guess were probably leaning on the arts scene pretty much when that he asked anyway. They all told him they hated the job, and you know, if you're gonna hate your job, I mean, that's, you know, like for 42 years I worked for that company, so 38 of them as a splicer, construction splicer, and various things from that. If you got to work 38, 42 years at a job and you hate it, that's pretty bad. you know, the way I looked at it, I had at first I had a wife to support, and then a wife and a child to support, and then a divorce after that to support. But you know, you still have the other responsibilities. And you got to bring income in, you know. If the being on welfare, you know, you're not going to get anywhere. You're just going to subsist, pretty much. You know, I know they want them to get somewhere in one welfare, but you can't do it that way. You just have to get up and do things yourself, because the government's going to try to do it for you, but they're going to fail. They always seem to fail at that. So. If you want to get somewhere, you got to do it yourself. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Even if this country becomes socialist, you know, then everything that for you to try to get above it all is going to be stacked against you, because you can't have more than everybody else. That's the rule under socialism. Everybody is equal, you know. So, I was watching that video on YouTube, and one of the statements that the person they interviewed said was that you know, they're for redistributing the wealth and land and all that, and it's like, and I'm thinking, okay, so you redistribute the land, you know, so you dole out pieces of the land to everybody, and when you run out of city and great countryside, you know, where do you go from there? You know, does somebody get stuck with the shittiest piece of earth on earth? Sooner or later, it seems like it would be that way, you know, or in a climate that they don't like, you know. Oh yeah, you know, we'll give you even more than you deserve. Just go to Siberia and relax there. I don't think so. So, you know, it's a lofty ideal and everything, and the truth is, it really is about giving people the freedom to flourish. You know, because they're just not, some people just aren't going to appreciate the fact that you gave them something, okay? And let's face it, it's always going to be that way. It's always, if you break down the system and try to start all over again, it's still going to be, there's going to be a lot of people that have a lot of good things and a lot of people that have a lot of shitty things, okay? It's not going to change under that system. But at least under this system, you have the chance to change it and which should be an incentive. Just the chance itself should be an incentive for you to change stuff in your life. So, anyway, another little rant after I got kicked off my work site. Hold on. 10:35 a.m. Okay, so I'm pretty much done out back, cleaning some stuff up. Got rid of some junk that got left out there. And tidied up some other stuff, so done for that for now. Okay, goodbye.